Chapter 14, Teacher Training. Objectives. Upon the completion of this chapter, you will be able to identify two basic needs for teacher training, summarize steps for planning a teacher training program, explain how to recruit students for a teacher training program, summarize guidelines for conducting teacher training sessions, summarize guidelines for placing trained teachers in the church, list ways a teacher may be evaluated. Key verse, John 17:8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Introduction. Jesus trained the disciples upon the conclusion of the training and said, in John 17:8, For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. The biblical plan of spiritual multiplication is teaching faithful men who are able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:2. If you are to fulfill this plan, you must constantly be training teachers. This lesson concerns the subject of teacher training. In this chapter, two basic needs for teacher training are discussed, and practical steps are given for planning a training program. Guidelines are also given on how to recruit students for the training, how to conduct the sessions, and for placing trained teachers in the church. Two basic training needs. There are two basic needs for teacher training in the church, pre-service and in-service training. Pre-service training. Pre-service training is training given before a believer begins to serve in the church as a teacher. It is a program of study that will help him learn how to teach. In-service training. In-service training is given to those already serving as teachers in the church. The training helps them further develop their teaching gift. Jesus provided both types of training for his disciples. Planning a teacher training program. Here are steps for planning a teacher training program in your church. 1. Enlist the cooperation of the pastor or spiritual leader of the church. 2. Ask people who are already effective teachers to assist as leaders who will teach others. 3. Meet with these leaders to set objectives for the training program, determine the needs of current teachers and potential teachers, state objectives that you want to accomplish in the training program, dates, times, and place for training. Leaders who will teach in the training program. Who will teach what and when? Entrance requirements for the program. Who will you permit to attend? They must be born-again believers, of course, but you may have other requirements you want to set. See suggestions in the For Further Study section of this chapter. Standards required for completion of the program. What is required of them to complete the training? For suggestions, see the For Further Study section of the lesson. Type of training event. See the For Further Study section of this lesson for various types of training events. Budget. Expenses for teacher training. How much will it cost? Where will the funds come from? Training materials to be used. This course can be used to train teachers. You may want to supplement it with training unique to your denomination and or the curriculum you plan to use. 4. Prepare a calendar for the year and list all the training sessions on it. Include the dates, times, and places. 5. Prepare a ministry description for teachers. This will identify the responsibilities of a teacher for those who are considering enlisting in the program. See the For Further Study section of this lesson for a sample ministry description. 6. Prepare a teacher's pledge for potential teachers to sign. This is a document that identifies the commitment of the teacher. See the For Future Study section of this lesson for a sample pledge. Recruiting for the training program. Here are the steps for recruiting people for the teacher training program. 1. Invite current teachers for in-service training. 2. Make an announcement in church services regarding the training. Ask potential teachers who are interested to contact you. 3. make personal contact with those you know or have observed and whom you believe have the spiritual gift of teaching. 4. Review applicants who are not already teaching to be certain they meet the entrance requirements you have set for the teacher training program. 5. Notify all who qualify of the date, time, and place of the first session. Conducting the training. Here are some guidelines for conducting teacher training sessions. 1. Start each session on time. 2. Begin with prayer that the Holy Spirit will anoint the teachers and will open the hearts and minds of the students to learn. 3. Take attendance. Students should be required to attend a certain number of class sessions in order to complete the course. 4. Make sure each student has a copy of any written materials concerning the lesson to be taught. 5. Have all necessary supplies on hand to teach the lesson. These might include visual aids, a teaching manual, and similar items. Use teaching methods you have learned in this course. 6. Allow time for questions and answers about the material you have taught in the session. 7. Give assignments for students to complete prior to the next meeting. These might include reading, writing, or teaching assignments. 8. Unless the Holy Spirit moves differently, keep within the time set for the class. Dismiss the students on time. Placing teachers. Teacher training is not effective unless those you train are actually used in a teaching position. Here are some guidelines for placing teachers in the church educational program. Consult the pastor. Where does he have need for teachers? Where does he believe an individual would be most effective? The pastor is the leader God has set in the church. He is responsible for the teaching program in the church. He is also responsible for guiding the gifts and talents of those who are part of the church. Place according to call and abilities. Consider the abilities of the person being placed. Will they be effective in the group they are to teach? Has God given them a special call to this particular group? For example, the Apostle Paul was effective with Gentile people because of the call God gave him and his personal background and abilities. Place according to age and interest. Some people have no interest in teaching children. Others are not at ease with adults. All ages need to be taught, but a teacher should have either an interest and or call to work with a specific age group. Allow opportunities for practice teaching. Let the new teacher serve first as a substitute teacher when the regular teacher cannot be present. Then let them teach several lessons with an experienced teacher observing. After the lesson, the observer can privately share helpful suggestions with the new teacher. Teacher evaluation. After a teacher is serving in the church, their ministry should be evaluated periodically. Jesus did this with his disciples after he sent them out to minister. They reported back all they had said and done, Mark 6, 7, and 30. Evaluation helps identify and correct problems in teaching. It gives an opportunity for spiritual leaders of the church to assist teachers in further developing their spiritual gift of teaching. Here are some ways to evaluate a teacher. 1. The teacher may be evaluated using the evaluation skills learned in Chapter 11 of this course. Have each teacher do a self-evaluation, then review the results with them. 2. Evaluate on the basis of the ministry description. Are they fulfilling the requirements of the ministry description for their teaching position? 3. Are they keeping the commitment of the teacher's pledge, which they signed? 4. Observe the teacher actually teaching a lesson. Are they effectively communicating God's word to their students? What can they do to improve the way they present the lesson? Share some positive suggestions with them. 5. Evaluate the fruit. The Bible says the fruit, results of ministry, can be observed. See Luke 6, 43 and 44. Remember, evaluation and correction of problems should always be done in a loving and positive way.